Memories are made of this.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Or, as we learned last week, perhaps not. Listener Pauline Dawes told us she thought she remembered watching the moon landing at school, but was clearly mistaken.
I was shattered to find that that particular day I probably wasn't in school. I was absolutely convinced that I had been there and I had heard those actual words. And unfortunately, my memories proved me wrong. And now I wonder how many other memories I may have that aren't correct.
Well, several listeners wrote to tell us that they had similar memories of watching the moon landing at school, but they couldn't be true. And Robert Hill points out a simple reason why not.
It was after 9 p.m. British Standard Time when the lunar module touched down, and nearly 4 a.m. when Armstrong got out.
But that doesn't tell us why so many of you are sure you remembered something that you couldn't possibly have. Step forward, Chris Millen, who teaches A-level psychology.
It goes back to some psychological theories relating to how we reconstruct our memories when they're not quite clear. So we think we remember accurately, but when we've got little gaps in our memory, because we've got so much information coming into our heads, we fill them, unbeknown to us, with what we expect to see. So, for example, if you're in an office, you wouldn't necessarily notice every little item that's in there. And if you were asked later what was in the office, you probably would say, well, there's a computer there, there's a telephone, and you'd make it all up based on your experiences of offices.
It's often hard to believe because they often feel so right. So Pauline remembers the emotion she felt at the day. She remembers the weather.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's a particular type of memory. It's called a flashbulb memory. When we see something shocking or surprising or emotional, we find ourselves remembering where we were precisely in great detail when we heard or watched the event. Lots of people have a flashbulb memory of the Twin Towers or Princess Diana dying. You can probably remember the wallpaper in the room, who you were with, the colour of the carpet. It's as if a flashbulb has lit up the room and it's seared onto your brain. If you can picture yourself, you're actually often getting a view of a camera in the corner of a room behind you, and you're looking down on yourself watching that event, which is really quite strange because we've never ever seen that scene.
So does this mean that most of our memories are pretty unreliable?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. Memory isn't a video or a tape recording that you can just rewind and watch it all again. It changes over time and you lay down incorrect memories, and most times it doesn't matter, but it's only when, for instance, in eyewitness testimony, when people are called upon to say what did they see at the scene of a crime, that it really gets quite important that you remember accurately.
Our thanks to Chris Millen.